Hello, Laurier, and good evening. Welcome back to Laurier's Top 10. I'm your host, Elash Dorino, doing the most unforgettable tracks of the week. We've got classics, deep dives, and a few modern gems. So sit back, relax, and let's kick it off, Golden Hawks. So we're getting into that final season. Definitely is going to be a rough one. It's a rough one for me, and I decided when I made this week's countdown that I would start us off on something, some more calm songs, definitely a little bit of some jazz songs thrown in there. Just wanted to give my listeners a rundown of what's going to happen today. Hopefully you like it. So at number 10, we're going to start off with a classic by Whiskey Myers, Broken Window Serenade. So this is an emotional southern rock ballad, gritty, storytelling, soul, and atmosphere. Honestly, to me this song reminds me of a confession to someone that you just couldn't make it work with, but you wish you could. You know, Golden Hawks, have you ever loved someone, romantically or not, and you wish it could have turned out differently? Well, that's exactly what Whiskey Myers wants to portray in this song. Take it away. That song is just, I don't know, it has like that certain vibe, Laurier. Sorry I just breathed so heavily into the mic. That was my fault. I notice I tend to have quite an abusive relationship with this microphone. It tends to kind of cut out with me. It's like toxic. I tend to cut out a lot. So if I do cut out during Laurier's Top 10 often, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I think it's because I have a habit of moving my mouth away from the mic. You know that line that's sung in that song, "'Cause I ain't got no money, you'll never be my girl"? I don't know what it is about that line. It really strikes a nerve. I don't know. I want you to think about that, Golden Hawks. What does that line mean to you? Well, we're getting down with it. Getting to number 9. Now, a lot of people are probably going to hate me for this song. This song's a song that most people think about during a breakup. As you can tell, I kind of have a little bit of a theme on Laurier's Top 10. I like sad music, not gonna lie. Especially during final season, I like to give in to my inner demons. So Sunsets by Cigarettes After Sex is at number 9. It's kind of like shifting into a dreamy haze with those whispered vocals and a little bit of a glittering ambiance, Golden Hawks. And honestly, I don't know, really any song by Cigarettes After Sex really just can strike a nerve, either in a good way or a bad way. So I do apologize if you're going through a breakup right now or just having a tough time, because this song's probably not going to make it any better. But I can't wait to hear it, so take it away, Cigarettes After Sex. Oh, that one's a classic. Definitely reminds me of nicer times. Or not nice times, depending on who I'm thinking about. But, nice, I hit the table. So next up, we're getting into number 8, Laurier. So originally in this spot, I had the song Hit the Spot by Patrice Rushen, but I changed my mind. I decided, what better song to play than Number 1 Party Anthem by the Arctic Monkeys? For me, this song definitely invokes a specific emotion. Definitely for my viewers listening, definitely food for thought here. What does this song invoke in you guys? For me, it just really shows how sometimes shallow the club life can be. Mind you, I do love a good party, but it can be quite lonely sometimes in there. And this song really does push that narrative, but in such a good way. So take it away, Arctic Monkeys. Leather jacket collar pop like antenna, never knowing when to stop. Sunglasses indoors. For a lot of people, I think that song definitely invokes a lot of memories, especially from feeling alone in the clubs. For me, on the other hand, because I'm clearly messed up, that song does not actually make me think of that, because my brain's constantly going everywhere, Laurier. You know what that reminds me of? You know what? I remember I was at a club one time, and you know when they have those little, like, appetizer little things that they carry around on trays? Unless this was just, like, a really fancy club. I think this was a fancy club, because this definitely isn't uptown. I'm gonna say it's definitely not Pub on King. But yeah. And, they had olives. For me, that's that one food that you want to like, but your taste buds just won't frickin' cooperate. That's not the right word. Yeah, olives. It's always olives for me. I want to look like, one of those interesting people that, like, you know, stand in a corner with their leg up on the wall and they're smoking a cigarette and having, like, a dirty martini. Wish that was me. I would rather die than have an olive next to me. It's definitely not a vice of mine. So, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with that information, Laurier, but that's definitely where my mind went during that song. Let's get down to number 7 with, What Once Was by Hers. This definitely, is a pretty sad story. Definitely because this, band, sadly passed away. I don't remember what year it was, but, this song, I wish this band was still around, honestly. But, it's definitely melancholic and nostalgic, especially now, especially what happened to the band. I would suggest, I don't really know enough information to talk about it on my show, but, it was definitely pretty sad, and I've been replaying it for a while now. So, at number 7, take it away, Hers. Song. I don't know, Laurier, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I feel like I'm, like, breathing heavy into the mic today. Every time I, like, turn back on the mic, it's like I'm, like, getting too excited to start speaking again. But anyway, that song for me definitely brings up a mixture of memories. It kind of feels like, you know, that one person that ruins your perspective on love a little bit. You know, that one person that you really, really like, and then it doesn't work out, and you're like, damn you. Like, you don't know what to do after that. But then you realize that everything happens for a reason, you know? Yeah, that's what this song kind of makes me feel of. And it kind of got me thinking, like, what's a tiny inconvenience in your life, Laurier? Well, Golden Hawks, I mean, that ruins your whole day for no good reason. You know what I mean? Like, when you, like, stub your toe, or your pants don't fit right, or you just feel like you reek, and you show up to class, and then you need a full emotional recovery. That's me with the song Hers. It gives me so many war flashbacks that I feel as if I need an emotional recovery after it. Honestly, I feel like I just need to, like, step back and just, I don't know, have a moment of silence, you know? Have a little one-minute moment of silence, like, on Remembrance Day. But, you know what, we're a little bit behind schedule, because we're only at number 6. I mean, I'm not complaining. But, at number 6, we have White Wedding by Billy Idol. Billy Idol really, like, crashes in with this one. Well, I don't really know what I meant by that, but he just really comes into the scene. Most iconic new wave anthem of the 80s. I definitely love this one, and it definitely is, got a catchy beat to it, with some in-depth lyrics, Laurier. So, I say, I'm gonna let Billy Idol handle the rest. Well, that cancels off, Billy Idol, which is definitely a classic of his, White Wedding. Definitely ahead of its time on that one, Laurier. We're gonna do a little bit of a smooth transition into number 5. If you were here tonight by Alexander O'Neill, for context, I had no use listening to this at, 14 years old. This was definitely one of my, go-to songs, which tells you how much of a weirdo I am, Laurier. But I kind of just really liked the beat and O'Neill's voice, honestly. It's one of those songs that you listen to when you're on a late-night drive. You know when, like, life's getting too stressful? And you take your parents' car, or your own car, if you're oh so lucky, And you go on a little bit of a drive in the countryside, whether that be with friends, a loved one, a romantic interest, and you just kind of listen to like a smooth jazz song. It's, I do recommend. It's a good vibe. So, if you were here tonight, let's get into it. Well, that song definitely was not a 14-year-old song that I was listening to. It seems a little bit off-brand, but I definitely still love it to this day. It's definitely one of those keepers in my collection. On a side note, Laurier, for a conversation break in between songs, just a food for thought, what's a harmless mistake that you made that still haunts you at 3 a.m.? For me, it got me thinking. Got no shame about it, but I'm a big talker to myself. I look a little bit schizophrenic, but I enjoy it. I enjoy my own company, and I talk to myself a lot. And there have been times where I've been walking through the campus, Laurier, and I've had people give me some dirty stares, which I would give me some dirty stares too. I look nuts. But it definitely does still haunt me at 3 a.m. I'd be sitting up in bed and being like, oh God. It's one of those moments where you just want to die, so you start like rolling back and forth in bed and like screaming at the same time. Yeah. So, Laurier, what's a mistake that still haunts you at 3 a.m.? So, let's get into number... I'm trying to think. We got 20 minutes left. So I'm thinking, let's go into number... Well, we're on number 4. So I'm thinking, we can get by. So, let's go for number 4, Laurier. And at number 4, we have a song that I really like. Lyric-free, by the way, but it's nice to study to. Authentic Original by Golden Hour Ghosts. I like this one, and why I'm cracking it into the top 4 is because it has that modern atmospheric standout to it. It has those dreamy textures meeting the haunting vocals, and it's something that's really good to study to, especially if you need something to, like, calm you down, especially if you're cramming on, like, a Monday night, Laurier. So, I'm thinking that this is the perfect song just to chill the evening. So, Authentic Original with Golden Hour Ghosts, let's dive right into that. Well, Laurier, going into number 3. So at number 3, we have a song that many people probably haven't heard of. I mean, I'm not going to make assumptions, but it's Between the Sheets by the Isley Brothers. But I will say, you're going to recommend. You're going to, what is the word for that, Laurier? You're going to, I seem to be having brain fog. You're going to, you've heard the background track before. I'll put it that way. Biggie has used it in his songs, and it's also been used in a lot of other songs, specifically in the 90s, but I'm pretty sure this is the OG. Now, don't quote me on that, but I really like the vocals in it. It's really good, sensual, silky, and it's legendary. It's a very common song. Was apparently used, I don't know if it was 100%, used in the show Miami Vice from the 1980s. Look that up if you wish. The style in the show Miami Vice, top tier. I definitely love it, and the vibes are unmatched, so I would suggest looking that up if you want perfect 80s elegance, but I'm thinking Between the Sheets is gonna take it away, so Isley Brothers, let's get into it. I always forget how smooth those vocals are in that song. It's definitely one of those songs that are definitely overlooked. But, that one's a keeper in the collection for sure. Now, taking up a spot of number 2 and 1 is Midnight Motion by Kenny G. So this is a song with no lyrics. If you're definitely into the music world, a lot of people have heard of Kenny G. He was definitely very popular in the 80s for his saxophone solos. I ended up learning about Kenny G myself as I played a saxophone in high school. And I remember he was definitely someone that I wanted to play like. Spoiler alert, my playing was trash. And it sounded like Kenny G if Kenny G went on drugs. So if anyone were to ask me, play for me like Kenny G, get ready to be disappointed and sad. I thought I'd play him anyway, even though it hurts my soul to think about. So, his smooth sax, that, was an insane statement that I just said. Not his smooth sax, y'all. His smooth sax, Midnight Magic, and making it an absolute classic. So, Kenny G, take it away. Wraps up this week's Laurier's Top 10. And again, I always want to thank my listeners. Thank you for tuning in. I definitely appreciate it. Even though I don't know exactly how many people listen to this broadcast, even if it's only one listener, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate it. This is definitely something that I take my time and effort to put into for listeners, and I appreciate it. It'll be at the same time next week at 10 p.m., and I'm looking forward to people listening in. I'm definitely going to get into some Christmas songs definitely soon, as the holiday season is fast approaching, Laurier. So if you want to listen to some more timeless tracks and new favorites mixed in between, tune in next week. Until then, take it easy.